KP2HXS mobile listening.
4HKX. Good afternoon, Dave.
Trick, how are you?
How'd your trip go?
Oh, it went exceptionally well. I made it back unscathed.
Glad to hear you had a good time and enjoyed it.
Oh yeah. It was a welcome break. You know, we really hadn't taken a vacation in probably 3 years or any kind of really serious time. You know, we take a little day trip here or there or overnighter or something, but you know, gone a week. Yeah, that hasn't happened in a few years.
And the last time we did anything like that for a week long.
It worked out really well. You know, you're on the ship. We jumped on board on Saturday. We were at sea Sunday. We were in our first port of call Monday, and then Tuesday in Grand Turk, Wednesday at sea, Thursday back at Port Canaveral, and then we got home yesterday evening.
Sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, yeah, there was only really one day. Wednesday morning was a little bit rough seas. I was a little green around the gills there, and I took a Dramamine, but... You know, yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Feeding the fishies.
What's that?
I said, was you feeding the fishies?
No, it wasn't that bad. The Dramamine took care of it, just kind of knocked me out a little bit.
It's rough to feel it on a ship that size.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was like 6 to 7, I think like 6 to 8 foot swells. I couldn't believe it. You know, we woke up, and so I was like, what is going on? And then I swallowed the Dramamine quick, and then we went up on deck, and I was like, whoa. I went back down to the cabin and lay down for a little while until things smoothed out.
Riding on the tow truck any day of the week.
Yeah. Next time I'm going to set sail with Captain Morgan and never leave dry land.
I did, but there's so much interference up here anymore. I don't know what's going on.
Basically, you're up close to home, right?
Yeah, but lately there's been some spots when you pass through them that just, it wipes out the radio no matter what frequency you're on.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. Thought it was just me. Anyway, I'm pulling up into the house here. Let me get out of here. I will pick up with you. I'll give you a holler over the weekend, or perhaps Monday or Tuesday. We'll get caught up on a couple things.
Take care. Glad you had a good time, and I'll talk to you later on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
All right, Patrick. Have a good day, my friend. KB2HXS.
Okay, Patrick, I have a button on the front of my radio. It says Dave, and I push it, and it just bleeds him right out.
To get me one of those.
You let a noise on this repeater. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I couldn't resist. I didn't know you went on a cruise. Sounds like fun, maybe, but I'll let you go. I know you're headed in. Have a good day. N4ZLK.
Oh, no problem, Shane. Yeah, we don't make things public on the radio too much until we get back, you know. Again, we're back, and we're just trying to get a nice day. Boy, that was tough to say. KB2HXS, clear. Over to you, Shane.
N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
7-3, Dave. Have a good one. KO4HK.
Struck there, Patrick.
Today, got a few little odds and ends I need to pick up so I can do them real quick Monday morning.
I'm trying to decide if I like this antenna or not. I'm running into some blind spots or very low signal spots, and I have the other one with me, but I don't have the time to jump out and swap it out and see if there's a difference. Anyway, we'll see. I guess the last time I was down this way, Beth was with me, and I didn't really have the radio on.
You can't judge it off one day anyway. You're going to have to run it for a week or two because propagation and just things change.
Regular where normally I am too, just to see. Supposed to have more gain than the other one. The other one was just a cheap MFJ, which I've had for years. But we'll see what happens.
refrigerator loaded up, heading home with it.
I'd strap down and keeping an eye on it because I had too many things that my dad would strap onto the vehicle or on the trailers or hook the trailer up wrong, and too many things would fall off when I was a kid. And I've been paranoid. I never had something happen, but I'm always paranoid about it.
Well, you're a truck driver. You're supposed to know how to tie that load down.
Running the refrigerator up on a flatbed. I mean, it's just a landscaping trailer. So I've got it strapped pretty good. But you just got to be careful that you don't want to bend the refrigerator as well. So I think it'll be good.
On a landscape trailer, those things are flexing around, going down the road, and it looks like they're going to fly apart, some of them.
Got floor to protect the wheels, and it's strapped up against the front. It's got my hand truck. It's on a hand set of hand trucks that, you know, the appliance hand trucks, and it's tied to that, and then it's strapped to the front of the trailer and got a big strap going over the top of it. It's solid. I mean, you can't rock it without moving the trailer, so.
Well, Shane, you be careful on into the house, and I'm going to jump off because I'm getting close to the house now, so you be careful, and I'll talk to you on down the log and KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3, tell Miss Elise happy birthday, day late, I think. You have a good day. We'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.